Welcome back, folks. Yes, we're doing it again. You have found your favorite podcast. Politics doesn't have to suck, but it does. Your favorite host, Richard Selesky, and today is Season 2, Episode 44. And we're going to do a review of something that has been driving me crazy for a while. But President Joe Biden's speech yesterday made me act on it today. And that is speech patterns and affectations. Now, what's an affectation? Typically the first response that I get. And if you look up the dictionary definition, it is a mannerism or habit that is assumed rather than natural, especially to impress others. And we're all guilty of that. Every single one of us who has a responsibility to speak to other people, either our children, our coworkers, our boss, our neighbors, we put on different speech patterns or a different mannerism for the people we are speaking to. And I wanted to point out successful affectations, failed affectations, ones that you could improve, and ones that you should drop immediately because people are questioning your sanity. Now, let's start with the obvious one. The obvious one is involving President Joe Biden's speech yesterday, called by those who detract from him, the creepy speech where he whispers repeatedly. And we've all done this. We whisper to get attention. One of the things that I learned a long time ago, and I've actually taught people, if there's hostility to the people that you're speaking to, the more they raise their voice, the quieter your voice should go. Because they'll typically lean in because they can't hear you. It really does de-escalate a situation. The more they raise their voice, the more you should lower your voice. I can't tell you how many times I've heard people say, I can't hear you. That's the point. Well, President Biden lowered his voice in an effort to gather the attention of the room. Now, it sounds something like this, and this is from the New York Post, by the way.
People are waiting for relief. I got them. $1.9 trillion of relief so far. They're going to be getting checks in the mail that are consequential this week for childcare. A lot has been happened already, number one. Number two, I'm going to fight like heck to get them the rest of what I think has to be done. I'm going to be going around the country, spending time making the case to the American people that this just isn't about showing an identification that this is who I am when I vote. This isn't just about whether or not, you can provide water for someone standing in line while they're waiting to vote. This is about who gets to judge whether your vote counted after it's been cast. Think about it. Don't dismiss it at all. Just remind them, I wrote the bill on the environment. Why would I not be for it?
Now, the impactful statement there was, I wrote the bill, which is true. He did write the bill. It got lost in how he said it. We've all lowered our voice. We've all whispered in a situation because it really does. It changes the mood of the room. It forces people to lean forward. It forces people to speak to you. But the President of the United States in a press conference doesn't do that. Joe Biden could do that to his family or to a good friend. But the President of the United States should not lean forward and whisper because it sounds ill-informed. It sounds over the top in its affectation, its attempt to impact the conversation. Now, let's switch gears. This is not political. I want to stress this. We're going to pick on everyone equally. And let's go with former President Donald Trump. This is from America's Got Talent. And this is a Donald Trump impersonator. Actually, this is from Britain's Got Talent. And this is a Donald Trump impersonator. He has him down almost perfectly. But you can hear all of Donald Trump's speech affectations. Take a listen.
Ladies and gentlemen of the United Kingdom, I, Donald J. Trump, propose some changes to the way you're doing things in your beautiful country. Yeah. Number one, your children, your greatest natural resource. I propose Professor Brian Cox educate each and every last one of them. I think it's going to go something like this.
Now, you can't deny Donald Trump has an interesting speech pattern. The way he purses his lips, the way he talks through his lips and overpronounces words like China and huge. This is going to be huge. And this is the most beautiful thing ever. And if you ever thought of beautiful, think of this. And this is the most beautiful thing, even in front of what you have just said that you think is beautiful. His desire to overpronunciate comes across as comical. And if you notice, he changes it to who he's speaking to. If Donald Trump is in front of somebody, Donald Trump doesn't do the finger circle, the OK sign. When he's face to face with people, he does it in front of crowds. And that's a typical speech trick, a communication trick that people are taught early on. Never point. Pointing's bad. One of my favorite hand tricks was from Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton took his hand and took his fingers and made them parallel to his face. He never pointed out. He took his fingers, instead of pointing directly out, all four fingers would point 45 degrees in. That's a communication pattern that people are taught typically in higher end schools. But those kind of affectations, while endearing to supporters and makes your detractors, gives tools to your detractors. In the end, they are distracting from the point you are trying to make. You never want your speech patterns, your communication, to overwhelm the words that you were trying to get out. And both Joe Biden and Donald Trump are very guilty of it. Now, let's switch gears. I'll go to me. I have a very annoying speech pattern. My annoying speech pattern is when I need to think about what I have to say, I don't use fillers. I don't use I don't do that. I go silent. I was taught that years ago, and it stuck with me, and it actually drove my ex-wife insane. She always said, I want to smack you upside the head with when you have that 5-second pause. I never say, or like. I stay silent. It's helped me, but in the end, it has caused a lot of consternation for people. What kind of speech patterns are you dealing with? What would you like to help with, have help on? Reach out into the comments below. Who's a better speaker? Donald Trump or Joe Biden? Let's talk.